Big procession. Well, hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here in Audibou. And it's 6:40 a.m. on Saturday, the 1st of June 2013. And I'm heading through to Edinburgh to one of my daughter's events, but I've left home just that wee bit earlier to just stop and pull into the Meadow Park, or as it's commonly known as the Meadie Park, where the Newlands Day celebrations will be held today. Big procession. It's a wonderful procession, actually. The weather just now, this morning, at this time of the morning, it looks beautiful. But the sun's now a wee bit obscured by some light cloud, so I don't know which way it's going to go. But praying and hoping for those people that are involved or coming to enjoy it, that it's a success, that they have at least a dry day, but hopefully a nice sunny day. That would be really, really good. So all I've done is I've just come down to the park, just walking down into the park off the road, where organisers are. If you hear the odd car, that's the organisers or the helpers, the workers, the assistants, whatever, coming down to get everything ready for the big event. It's mostly all set out, the track set out for the major events in the centre of the park. The beer tent's set up okay. Grill time. Burger van, I guess. And I don't know what else I've got. It looks like this year I've got loads of side stalls, things going on. As I said, this great big thing in the middle of the park. Unless it's some kind of broadcast. I don't know if they're going to do a cine broadcast or not. That would be fantastic if they did that. Sun's just come out again, so it's absolutely lovely. And I'd say the park just now is looking beautiful, nice, soft, cropped grass and dry, but maybe a wee bit of morning dew on that. But other than that, it's looking fantastic. Or as we would say, it's looking braw. And loads of things. Oh, I see loads of bouncy castles and the trampolines. And it's, oh, a fancy big truck away at the top end. With it looks like one. You know those ramps where the motorcyclists shoot along and jump over so many cars? I'm not sure if that's what it is, but it certainly has a big ramp thing on the top of it. Or maybe it's just to demonstrate Land Rovers. You know, they always prop them up at about 60 degrees, sitting there in four-wheel drive. But it is beautiful this morning. I thought I'd just drop in and see it for myself and let you see it through audio. But it is fantastic. It's absolutely beautiful. I think I'm just going to ask these guys if they know or can tell me what that mast is. It's got me really bugged now, so I'm going to go and find out. I see a good thing they've got on is they've got loads of boards pegged in now, big boards, so you can approach them and see what's on. That's the title, and it's got a layout plan of what will be going on during the day. In fact, I'll just go and ask about this mast first and see if I can get some results.
Says it only takes them 5 minutes to set up. So.
Morning, gentlemen. I'm just doing a wee audio recording for the gala day, just on a personal basis. Can you tell me what this big master is going to be doing today?
No.
That's exactly it's exactly what I thought it was for.
It is a sway pole.
A sway pole, uh-huh.
See the top bit?
Yeah.
Little triangle.
The guy goes right up the top there, and that pole sways and then does various
hands. Ah, I've got you. Aye.
Without a safety net.
Oh, that's going to be worth seeing. I actually thought the same as you. That was somebody was going to dive into a bucket of water.
Yeah. No, he's been around.
Has he? I haven't seen that before.
He's German.
German.
He's come across to Germany just to do the show, like.
Yeah, I think he makes out that he's Italian with a name like Monty.
Is it German?
He's mad, like.
German-Italian.
German-Italian, yeah.
I'd love to come down and see that. I've never seen that before.
It's like Germans on the beach when they lay out their towels and that. They want to be there first because they brought a big caravan. They're asleep about eight. Well, they're staying in a hotel.
Aye.
So they just left the empty
just park up. That's the space booked. That's the tools. Tools are on that big caravan.
Changing room.
Oh, I'm going to have to come down. I think he'll just be doing this all day then.
Yeah.
Just,
he's got different times.
The problem is the backflip on the motorbike. There's a motorbike as well.
I was right enough about that big truck up there.
Backflip.
Yeah.
And dogs.
Yeah, dogs.
No, dogs aren't here yet.
No dogs. The motorcycle display team, things like that. Yeah. Well, listen, let's hope the sun stays like this all day
falcons
long.
Falcons on display.
Oh, yeah, the usual falcons.
Yeah, falcons and owls, but they're not be flying.
Is she going to be on display?
I'll
thanks, guys. Thanks for your help there. Appreciate it. Solved a mystery. I'm just pointing to the back of a big van here. A beautiful rear view of a girl in a very tight bikini thong thing. But yeah, I'll go to the board and see what's on. So it's a sway pole. It looks to me about 60, 80 feet, maybe at least, with a great big mast, another 30 feet above that. And apparently this guy goes up there and he does all kinds of things as the pole sways dramatically from one side to the other. I've never seen that before. So what's on? Procession in the park. Okay. Chesterfield Musketeers Show Band and the West Lancs Dog Display Team. Jean Monte, Giant Sway Pole Show. See if I'd read this first, it was all in front of me. Bulldogs, Lings, Freestyle Motocross Display Team. The Mass Bands of Procession 2013. West Lancs Dog Display Team again. A repeat of what I've just read out, actually. In the marquee, this is a music venue, is Marblehead Johnson. And almost thought it was Stereophonics there. I thought, my goodness, we've got Stereophonics in Bathgate, but it's Stereosonics, so somebody's cheating a wee bit. And the Jurassic Experience at the procession. And photographs of the stunt cyclists going through flames. No, that's the dogs going through flames and hoops and all kinds of things. And they're dressed up. Oh, there's a couple of pictures. Oh, my goodness me, I've actually got this wrong with the sway pole. This guy doesn't go to the wee platform, but this guy goes up to the top, the very top of the sway pole. It must be 100 feet in the air. A tiny thin pole sticking way up. And he's going to do that. That looks fantastic. I do hope that I can get a bit of video footage of that. I might even do it with my GoPro if I can figure out how to work it properly. But if not, maybe Paul Freeman, who is EMA, maybe Paul will do me a big favour and record something on his phone or his device, whatever he's got, of this guy doing it, and maybe even do a wee bit of audio. If I don't get down here, maybe do a wee bit of audio and tell us what's going on in the park today. So, there you go. Bathgate Gala Day, as it's commonly known in the Meadie Park, but it's actually Newlands, the founder of the town of Bathgate, and it's called the Newlands Day and the Newlands Day Procession and Gala Day. My goodness, if this stays like this, then now it's absolutely gorgeous sunshine again. I do hope and pray that it's going to be a good day. So I'll best get on because I have work to do through in Edinburgh. And this place, if the weather stays good, is just going to be absolutely bouncing. Or as we say, it'll be a stoating day. I hope I can bring you more audio later on today if I can get back down. We won't be coming to the gala day, myself and my wife. But I may be able to circumnavigate the park through all the wee back lanes and at least capture some audio of the fairground, of the bands, of just the whole excitement, the buzz of the gala day. I'm hoping, as I mentioned to Paul Ema, I may not be back in time or get the opportunity, or as Francis and Joseph would say, the opportunity to capture audio from the procession itself as it winds its way down through the town. But I know that Paul did capture some last time because he put some up in an audio booth this morning. I listened to it. So maybe I'll capture more if you possibly can. Do it in segments, Paul. That would be great. It doesn't matter how long your audio boo time is. Just keep doing it, keep doing it. And stitch it all together or just put it up in snippets. It's just as good. Okay, so best get on. Speak to you all soon. Bye for now.